kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Mas mapapaaga ang schedule ng Australia para sa pagsisimula ng programa ng pagbabakuna para COVID-19. Papabilisin ng pamahalaang federal ang paglulunsad, inaasahan na sisimula ng pagbabakuna sa kalagitnaan hanggang sa huling bahagi ng Pebrero. Ayon sa mga opisyal, nakatakda itong maaprobahan ng mga regulator sa loob ng ilang linggo. Ang detalye sa tampok na ulat ni Shubha Krishnan at Esam Al-Ghalib na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ayon kay Prime Minister Scott Morrison, inaasahan niya na magsisimula ang pagbabakuna laban sa coronavirus sa kalagitnaan hanggang huling bahagi ng Pebrero. Mas pinaaga ng punong ministro at mga opisyal ng kalusugan ang plano ng Australia para sa pagsisimula ng pagbabakuna mas maaga kaysa sa unang inakala. Inaasahan ngayon na ang vaccine mula Pfizer ang unang ibibigay nitong Pebrero. Nakaagad naman na susundan ng AstraZeneca vaccine.
We are now in a position where we believe we'll be able to commence vaccinations of high priority groups in mid to late February. So we're talking about next month. Therapeutic Goods Administration, we are hoping to secure all the data, the final data, to have that mid this month. That is from Pfizer, I should say. We then envisage to be hopeful of an approval by the end of January. AstraZeneca, we expect that process to be completed in February. Pfizer's global protocols require approximately 2 weeks for delivery post-approval of the vaccine.
Ang vaccination program ay ipapatupad sa limang yugto.
There will be 5 phases of priority populations. Those populations in that first phase are quarantine and border workers, frontline health officials, as well as those working in aged care and disability care, and those in aged care and disability care residents. We anticipate, optimistically, that we would hope to start the vaccination with around 80,000 vaccinations a week. That's what we are targeting. And then seeing that build up over the next 4 to 6 weeks, and we hope by the end of March, I should say, to have reached some 4 million population.
Inihayag ng Secretary ng Department of Health Brendan Murphy ang ibang priority groups.
And we will expand the rollout to a significantly broader range of again at-risk population and. That will include the people who are of advanced age, where we know the risk is higher, Indigenous Australians over 55 who are clearly at higher risk of disease, and a number of other people with clinical conditions that make them at higher risk of COVID, and a number of critical and high-risk workers who are much more prone to be exposed to COVID.
Ang ibang grupo ng populasyon ay tatanggap ng bakuna sa mga GP clinics, habang ang mga malalayong lugar ay seserbisyuhan ng mga Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Services. Inaasahan ng mga opisyal ang ilang mga issue sa logistics sa panahon ng pamamahagi dahil ang bakuna ay dapat na nakalagay sa minus 70 degrees Celsius na storage. Ayon sa Federal na Ministro ng Kalusugan, Greg Hunt, kailangan magtalaga ang mga estado at teritoryo ng mga lugar para sa malamig at di malamig na distribution process.
They have separated on medical advice the cold chain and the non-cold chain distribution processes. So there will be a series of hubs for the cold chain. So there is no risk of confusion about vaccines or risk to the process. These 30 to 50 hubs will provide early support across those 3 groups. And then for the AstraZeneca vaccine and in time if required for the Novavax vaccine, over 1,000 locations around Australia.
Kasunod ng delivery ng mga bakuna, mayroong hanggang isang linggo na kinakailangan para sa testing sa bawat batch ng mga doses. Ang Pfizer vaccine ay mangangailangan ng pangalawang doses sa loob ng ilang linggo hanggang isang buwan. Nagbabala si Ginoong Morrison na magpapatuloy ang ligtas na mga kasanayan para COVID-19.
Vaccination is not a silver bullet. Once the vaccination starts, COVID-safe practices do not end. They continue. COVID-safe practices will be a 2021 lived experience. They will continue, but it will still be a fight over the course of 2021. But this will add a very, very significant further defence and offence, I should also say, in combating the virus here in Australia and around the world.
Iyon din ang mensahe ni Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly.
It's a strong tool. It's not a magic bullet, not a silver bullet, but it fits into and strengthens all of those things that we have in our pandemic control strategy. Both of those vaccines that are now on the cusp of being approved for use in Australia have shown very strong effectiveness against severe disease in particular.
Binigyang diin naman ang leader ng oposisyon, Anthony Albanese, na dapat simulan ang pagbabakuna sa sandaling aprobahan nito ng TGA. Para sa mga umiiral na hakbang sa kalusugan at suporta bilang tugon sa COVID-19 pandemic sa ating wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.